Are you going to Exotica coming up?
No.
Oh.
No, I promised myself I was gonna stay home this month and work and like stuff like this, you know. Catching up on content, working on you know, catching podcasts and work that I do, I need to catch up on. And the content's like so many different. I mean, I gotta have content for Twitter, Instagram, you know, and then OnlyFans, and you know, I got the Pornhub now, and it's like it's a lot. So,
Right.
yeah, like I wasn't even trying to do really any scenes this month because they're booking me like every 3 to 4 days, and I'm like, wait a minute, I live in Vegas.
No, I got you.
Yeah, definitely. It's been good. It's all been good. Things, you know, being overly busy is good, but I've had to like, okay, take it. You know, I need to work out. I need to take care of myself.
Right,
You
right.
know, and I can't continue or be Jenna Starr if I'm running around all the time.
No, absolutely. No,
Yeah.
no, I totally, I'm on the East Coast, so that I just asked because it's coming up, and I was like, oh, maybe, you know, I could say what's up in person too. But I totally get that. It's yeah, burnout is real, and got to do everything to help prevent that.
Yeah, I've been having to put my foot down.
Yeah.
Even on
Yeah.
myself, because I'm like a to like working. And you know, and so I'll just be yes or you know or whatever, and then next thing you know, I overdid things or I forgot about something or I'm not like leaving room for like normally I see I didn't really have anything planned earlier in the day, but then when people come and they you don't know when they're going to come back, so
Oh.
but yeah.
Do you real quick, because this is kind of cool. Do you mind if this is kind of like just the start of the interview, like right here, like?
Oh yeah, I don't mind. People should
Okay.
know a lot of the
Right,
I think
right,
people should
right.
really know like what we really go through.
No, I kind of, and I'll, you know, and I'm, you know, talking with the amazing Jenna Starr. So, but just wanted to, because I think that's so important to, for people to hear, like they see the awesome finished product, but
Right.
what you go through to do, and I can't imagine, because I don't go through it nowhere near as much as you, but like, yeah, having to just say no, and for me, it's like addicted to the work, like when it comes to like especially creating content, creating, but also it's just like, I don't know, I guess it's like I'm not a FOMO person in my day to day, but with this, I feel like I'm FOMO, where I'm like, you got to keep creating, so I don't want to miss out.
Right. And then you know, I don't have, so, you know, that's the next thing I work on right now is, you know, building, like I have, you know, virtual assistants and stuff, but I need like physical assistants
Yes.
to do all the content, help me come up with like the ideas unique for me, my brand. Executing them, going with me. Like today, when I met up with my friend, it would have been great if I had somebody show up and they were recording us versus us trying to do it ourselves and, you know, keeping everything organized. So that's the next thing, you know, and I need to be home, you know, without, because I'm my attention span is that my ADHD is so bad. Like I need to stay home and have enough time to sit there and think and then work on creating like a resume and trying to hire people and stuff.
Look, something you said there, because just listening to you and just relating and connecting, I have, like, I'm diagnosed ADHD, and I kind of just, part of me wants to wonder for all content creators, like, what the percentage is of them who are either diagnosed or undiagnosed ADHD, because what you just said right there hits on so much, because as much as I love doing this, if my, like, I'll be real, if my Adderall wears off, or like I didn't take it, like I'm in trouble, even though like I can hyper focus on it, like especially for like the creating and the thinking part, like it's like I gotta be on like pretty good, or like even for this, like I'm in trouble. Like it's hard to focus.
Yeah, I was having a hard time. So, you know, your highs and lows can like switch up throughout the day or between like days of your focus level of how you're focused. So like today I was having a hard time. You know, like I get lost, or I can't find my things, or I keep forgetting. Like we kept having to run back up to the room because I kept forgetting something. And then when I left my up there, then it was like even like worse, because if I don't have that, then I don't have everything. And it's like, and sometimes it's embarrassing because you're just like, I'm sorry, I'm totally like messing this up here.
Right.
So, yeah, but I, you know, I find though that the more unorganized and the more you put on your plate, the worse it gets. Then, you know, you end up letting people down, and then, you know, you let yourself down. So that's where I'm at this month, is really just like a whole, like we're regrouping, regaining, because I've been on the go since January.
Well, yeah, I totally get it. And I got to be honest, it feels like, just from someone who's a fan of, you know, I mean, like, you know, in the kink fetish, like adult industry world as a fan, but someone who has a podcast on it, it seems like, since the pandemic hit, like who, like the rising star in like adult entertainment is you. And my question is, are you surprised by how fast like everything's come? Like, cause it seems like, man, you're like a shooting star. Like, it's like, I know, like you just talk about how hard you work, and
but yeah, it's just, I'm like doing a lot on the back end that I was already. And I feel like that when I came in, which was like a little over a year ago, and like now my stuff is starting to release, so it's really starting to like come out. It's like an extra, it's kind of like a little kick.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing the last several years on my own.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, I feel like now it's starting to definitely take off, and then from here it'll definitely a lot more, because I've, you know, it's really just all that's I've been doing is just now starting to, I got my Instagram almost to 1 million, so
it, congratulations,
it should be to almost 2, but we're not gonna think about the negatives. I lost one of them because I had them separated, but the good thing is I did plan for that. So thankfully I planned that could potentially happen. I have my larger account. And I'm just like hoping it's going to be this year. I've hoped every year since like 2018. I'm hoping it's going to be this year.
No. So that's cool that you said that, because I think a lot of times what I've, you know, when you deep dive and look into like people, companies, whatever, teams and sports that are successful, and it seems like it came out of nowhere. It's like, no, that's just on the outside, but on the back, like,
yes, you
look, like there's no get rich quick, or no, like just come out of nowhere.
There isn't.
There's that. You've been grinding and putting that work in for a while. So that's cool to know.
Like, yeah. And
cool to say to people.
Yeah, because people think, oh, you just took a picture, or you just look good, so things work. Like, no. No. I'm probably, my strongest skill suit is marketing. Like, and that's me on my own
marketing. Right.
And going and doing the scenes was a part of my idea of the marketing. So it's like it all just like kind of, you know, it all comes together. It's like a tree. I'm holding like the roots, and then the rest,
right,
all branched out, and there, it's so different things you have to do to make it work that way. And then, yeah, it takes time, diligence. You got to do it every single day. And I've regretted the times that I've stopped. Sometimes it was out of my control. I couldn't emotionally do it, or I just literally needed to mentally check out. Last December, I didn't do anything. nothing all of December. Sat there, rested, waited for January. And this is when I was back living in Dallas. And I was like, okay, January comes, come January 1st, I'm going in the ground running, rested, and I'm getting out of this. And I literally have, I mean, what I've accomplished since January is insane. Like, I literally rearranged my whole life with my family. And that took a long time. That was a lot. I had to work throughout all the time. I had to, you know, go do scenes. I had to do content creating. I had to try to do whatever I could, marketing, and all of that, and move at the same time. So a point for at least 6 months, I was paying for three places at once just to make the transition work. I was investing into this, you know, like the future of, I needed closer to everything in order to invest all of my time, be going to a scene or doing content or being around more people so I can content. Like, I'm setting myself up for the success of the future.
No question. And I remember hearing this quote a few years ago, and I'm going to attribute it to you as a compliment, when like people were talking about, I think it was about, like, honestly, I feel it was about Howard Stern. So like someone was talking about like Howard Stern and him like on the radio and interviewing people and how he makes it look so easy. And they said, that's how you know when someone's really good or really talented, is when they make it look so easy that anyone thinks that they can just do it, but then they really can't. So I think like, you know, right. And I think that's you. Like, you made it look so easy. So when people, you said that people say like, oh, just take a picture. It's like, you make it look so easy because you're really talented. Like, people don't realize how good you are because you make it look so natural. Like,
but. Yeah. And, well, and then the other part of it too, is like when you're making these like real or like TikToks, and those are a lot of work. I mean, sometimes it takes me days, or like, it could be a week before I just get one of them, you know, I get it one down, and then, and you hope that it works the way you want it to, or else you just kind of feel like you know, you did all that work for pretty much nothing. Or if you lose a post or an account, that's the other thing. People don't understand how hard we work. There's just a lot of politics behind people losing their accounts, which is, it's pretty messed up.
It's really messed up.
Yeah.
No, and that's the truth. Like, you know, because of the confidence in yourself and like that grind mentality, you just keep going. But it all that work you put in to get a million followers, or, you know, people on YouTube, a million subscribers, and then you lose it for something that you don't even know what you did.
Like, right? Because like, I really don't know what I did on my account. I just woke up at, it was a Brazzers posting me that day. I got about 60,000 followers from that one post. Could have had something to do with it. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Who knows? Too many eyes at once. I don't know.
Maybe.
So I woke up 1 a.m. It was less than 24 hours, 60,000 followers, and boom. Like, and you know what hurts like really, really bad about it?
Mm-hmm.
That was just like what I worked for so hard all these years for, was gonna get. I didn't have to worry about an algorithm. I didn't have to worry about all this extra things that I legitimately, I got posted, and then I got all the followers, and I'm like, oh, wow. So all the work that I put in to get where I'm at is finally starting to pay off, and then boom.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
It really hurts. It does. It hurts. But I mean, you just, what do you do?
No.
Problem solve.
Right. I get it. Not to your level. I'm not on the success level that you are, but just through podcasting, YouTube channel creating, and then like you just out of nowhere, everything's fine. And then there's like this quote unquote new rule or something, and it just takes away all your content. And it's like, man, right. like sure. Like, you, it's fun to create. It's fun to do it. But then it's like, like, how do you know? Because especially there's so much out there for people. So you don't really know. It's like you think like, all right, those people who say their fans are coming back, but you don't really know. It's like, yeah, you know what I mean? So
the thing is that the account I'm holding right now, that's almost 1 million. And the other account that I at the time was like 463,000. Those were two like different, like pretty much like almost like different markets. I was already four. So it took me a year to get on to 463,000, which was remarkable. Mm-hmm. Because I did all the back end work of figuring things out on the account and took all these hits from Instagram, shadow banning you, all this extra stuff. That really affects your growth on your account. So this account was moving so fast, it was just like doing great. And then I hadn't did any reports. When I lost the account, I wasn't getting reported on anything. So I don't know what I did, you know?
Right.
So it's like, all right, whatever, you know.
No. Something that you said earlier is when you like you fully like you went all in, and especially like January, like what your 2022 has been. But I could be wrong, but I'm guessing there was a transition from when you started doing this to then you said to yourself, I'm going to make you go all in and make this full time. What was that like for you when you sat there and said, you know what, I'm going to go all in and make this my career and make this something? Like, and if how scary, if it was scary for you, how scary was that to take that chance?
It was pretty scary, but I feel like because I already accomplished creating a business that I had in Texas, and that was probably more scary and harder because I didn't have the money I have now. I had like moved to Texas with like $11,000, and I started a salon, a solo salon, and 10 months I got six. I started making six figures in 10 months just with like my own. And I figured all that out on my own. The Google, everything. I mean, of course I was thinking about it for years because I was in the beauty industry for 11 years.
Right.
So that was going, flourishing, everything great. Now, the one thing that was still always every year was in the back of my mind was that I wanted to get out of Texas.
How come?
It just wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. Just the culture. It was a huge culture shock when I moved there. It was just very different. I felt like I always had a hard time just like, kind of fitting in. And so, like, finding other people who were going to have the same interests or just really fitting in. Like, I didn't get invited to things because I was the single, you know, like, woman or whatever. And it was people, you know, or whatever. They're like, they didn't want me around.
if you don't mind me asking, where did you come from before when you moved to Texas?
So I grew up in California, and then I was in the Bay Area for 4 years before I moved out there. So it's a big city.
Right.
You know, and it's not like that in Texas. And it was a very, like, you better change your plates. People don't like people from California.
Yeah.
They didn't like the fashion. They don't like the, you know, they didn't really care for all that or whatever. So my business was actually in Georgetown, but it did well. I mean, my clients were fantastic. They really wanted me succeed in my business, you know. So I did, my business did fantastic, you know.
That's awesome. But
then COVID hit. I had already started OnlyFans because that was my plan. I had heard about this, what if it could be 2017, 2018 or one of those. I think it was 2017, I don't know.
Right.
I had heard about this, and I was, I think if I start doing this, I start making the money online, and then that'll allow. So this all started derived from, how am I going to get out of like Texas? And I'm making this money online, then I can get myself out of Texas because I'll have residual income online. I don't have to worry about moving a business and starting over, because that was the main thing about what I did, was I was going to have to find a whole new clientele. I was going to have to reinvest all of that. And that just for me was like, I don't know if I want that risk like that. So I had started an OnlyFans. And then, you know, I wasn't doing, I didn't really know what to do with it really. And no one really knew at the time.
Right.
Not that many people were doing it. So it's, I'm going on my fourth year doing OnlyFans. So, I started selling, you know, on there and whatever. It was just kind of like, okay, this is cool, whatever. And then COVID hit and I just kind of was like, well, I mean, let's just go ahead and go all in. You know, I lost my business pretty much. I had lost a whole year. I took my money of what I had saved and I invested into like what I'm doing now. But so the key factor though, is that that year I had was like going all in, you know, I'm going to do this full force. I'm going to put my going, we're going bigger. We're going home. And it was just crazy how like all of a sudden Brazzers hit me up on, and it was actually October when it happened. They hit me up and they were like, hey, you know, we'd like to see if you'd want to shoot some scenes with us. If it's cool, like talk about further scenes, just email us your IDs and whatever. And we can talk further. So I was like, whoa, okay. All right.
That's huge.
The go big part. So I was like, all right, so this is going to be great marketing. Like, so this is, yeah. So then I ended up, we off until February of the next year. And then that's when I started my first three seasons was in February. So they didn't start coming out for, I think, like 3 or 4 months. I would say by now, because that, I would say by now things are really starting to pick up and come out. I've been working for a lot of other companies now and things are just now, I've noticed within the last like 3 months, all starting to come and get released.
So now, and that's an awesome story because that shows how much resilience and how much bravery and courage you have from starting cosmetology business out in Texas, out in a new place that was a big culture shock, but making that business work and then making another business work and believing in yourself and investing in yourself. So I got two questions for you. The first one is, so I can hear like, you know, the, you're a confident person, but how confident, like when you did those first few scenes with Brazzers, how comfortable were you? Nervous? Was it, were you pretty steady? Like, how was it doing those first scenes with Brazzers?
So I played mind games with myself and I tried to think about it much. And then I didn't tell people. I had told like a friend. Okay. I told like my sister, my brother, and then that was it. I didn't tell anybody else because I didn't want any negative or bad energy on it. I didn't even want to get anything into my head about it. And then I didn't want anybody telling me anything about it. Like, I knew I could do this. And it was just deep down inside. It was ultimately what I wanted to do. And I can't let outside, you know, people influence me because I'm going to feel bad about it or something. And that's not really what I want. So I was nervous, but I tried not to think too into it. Like I said, I didn't tell anyone. So when I got there, it was almost like I left it to, okay, we don't really know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't, like, I can't really, like, have, like, a, you know, like a nightmare in my head when I get there. So then, because I feel like where you're at in your head when you show up somewhere is really going to, like, the way things go.
Right. Absolutely. I agree with that because, I'm open on the show. Like, you know, I've been in therapy for a while and it's been really helpful. And my therapist would tell me that, you know, when I had to have like a tough conversation with somebody, family or friends, or I'm trying something new and you start playing those scenarios. And she's like, just be present in the moment. And a lot of times when we're doing those scenarios, I agree. We're replaying and we're doing this. And then when we get to that situation, we're acting it out or thinking it's going to be like this. Yes. And we're negative or we're this. Yes. And that. And we're not being present. We're not just being in the moment, you know?
Yeah, I struggle with intrusive thoughts. So that would be what that is, when you're telling yourself things and you're, you know, you're worrying and you're creating scenarios. And so I really just kept all that out, and I kept a mindset of being excited. And that I, no matter what, I was going to go in and I was going to be given my all. And I was excited. I was happy to be there. This was positive. Like, I was trying to stay in that very, very positive mind frame. So I didn't show up with like any expectations, and I kind of went through it and felt it out as it was going. And I was super nervous. And the first one I did was with Xander Cordova. So he walked in, and I'm like, okay, here's the guy. All right, how's this gonna, you know? And he was like, hey, what's up? And he was just so chill. And it was just easy for me to just be relaxed. It wasn't a big deal, and everything just flowed. And I was just like, okay, that was. And so I probably definitely best to get that great experience for my first scene, because then that set the tone of how I felt about the next ones coming, or like my perception of industry was going to be like.
Gotcha. Okay. That's really cool to hear though. That's, and I think that's an important lesson for myself, for everyone listening, is when we're doing these things, we always want to put the, oh, it's going to be like this, it's going to be like that. Be present in the moment.
Yeah.
Don't let those thoughts, because they can really, that I do believe in that, you know, positive thinking and being present. And when we're negative on ourselves, negative on a situation, that energy carries through.
Right. You know, yeah.
It's not impossible to bounce back, but it makes it harder to bounce back when, you know, you're just bringing negativity in your mind, negativity in your energy, like to a situation. So it's good to just be present and just, hey, be in the moment and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hearing you talk about like starting these businesses and being such a great like marketer and self-promoter, is this something where you would you say you always had that business mind or that marketing mind, or that's something that you developed along the way? Like,
it's something that I developed through like natural, like statistic. I pick up on patterns and stuff like that. I think it's something I learned that I was good at, that I didn't know I was good at, because I didn't do it in school. And then I go, oh, you're, you know, like I got bad grades all the time. I was always outside, you know, little tomboy, just me and the boys just beating on each other. And sometimes we were kissing or whatever. But no, I was just always just like, you know, not really doing anything bad. But I was like kind of more of like a troublemaker, like, oh, like a, just an attitude or something, you know, smart mouth or whatever. But no, I had to learn that I was good at it. And it's also was like not something that I was just like, oh, okay, cool, I'm good at this. No, it was just more of like, I don't quit. And I keep trying different things. Like, I mean, I didn't eat, I didn't sleep. There's times I just sat there and then I just concentrate on something, or I Google it, or I call companies, or, you know, and I'd sat there and just messed with it until I figured it out. Or I would start asking people questions over here, over there, and I'd piece information together. And then I learned like, oh, okay, so this is how you do it. I think just though, for me to have an imagination and think outside of the box. And they do say that a lot about people who are high functioning, like ADHD and all that, is that you had to learn to think outside the box, because doing what everybody else was doing wasn't working.
Right.
So I think with that like mindset, you know, I've just, you know, if there's a way, I'm going to figure it out. And if that doesn't work, then there's got to be some other thing that's going to work. And, you know, eventually, you know, one's gonna be right. Something's gonna be right.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, yeah, a lot of times people say that's what helps with like work when you do this. I mean, it's never guaranteed, but like the stock market, it's like knowing knowing trends, being able to see things like, because I think that when it comes to content creation, that's the part that I think people, I mean, you need talent, you need to be good at what you're doing too, but that you can like, I think people may under, I could be wrong here. This is just me observing. People can work at that part, you know, cause it's fun recording and all that, but it can be hard work, but it's fun. But like that marketing and how to get yourself out there is really like the hard part that I think people really just, you know, I've had to tell people, I'm like, you know, hey, like everyone is important, but you're Joe Schmo or you're Nick who. So I tell people, I use that in a way to tell people to go on and create. Cause I'm like, no one knows that like, you're not a celebrity. So no one knows who you are. So go out there and just try it. But it's also, it is hard to kind of break through.
Like, yes. Actually have, now that you say that, and then I have something I can reference to as an example. It took me, let's see, 8 months to figure out how to get my Pornhub from a model account. No one did this for me. Nobody did this for me. Nobody figured it out. So one day when my Pornhub blows, it's like, I did that. I figured it out. I kept emailing them. I wouldn't stop bugging them. I probably emailed them a million times. And I'm like, look, because I didn't know. There were things I didn't know. I didn't have anyone, you know, you ask them about it, or people will give you these really like weird answers on how to do things. And they've got they're verified here. They're verified there. They got this going on. Now people aren't going to tell you. It is what it is. People are not going to tell you. So I kept getting on there, playing around with the platform. You know, I'd ask somebody over here, and I would get little bits of piece of information. So I get on there and I'm like, okay, that's weird. I thought when I my name changed. So that was the beginning when I realized, okay, I got on there and I had it as Jenna FYD. And I'm like, that's not going to work because I'm Jenna Star now. So I had the plan to get this going a long time ago. I just didn't know what to do with it. So I get on there and I realize I can't use my name. Because somebody who has been inactive forever that isn't even using it had it as a second name, as a stage name that they never even used or something like that. And I didn't know that. So then I get on there and I'm like, why can't I get my name? So then I email them. I mean, email after email. Finally, they go, okay, that lucky that was inactive. Now you got your name. So I thought that did it for me. I thought, okay, cool. I'm registered on there. A couple of months go by. I figure it out. No, I'm not registered. You know, I don't have the little registered, you know, porn star registration on there. Then I had to figure that out. Then I kept messing, like, they tell me this. They go, I don't know what you're talking about. You had to have done some professional scenes. And I was like, you guys mind geek, what are you talking about? So then I get on there. He's like, send me the link. I'm like, I'm on there, what do you mean? Like, I'm there. No, and I got the links of the videos, and then I had to send that, and then they're like, oh, okay, cool. Then they finally, after all this time, then I'm like, oh, I didn't really get a start until now. So now that I got that going, I finally got registered on there, going around finding all of my videos that are out there that have views on them, and then I'm getting them to add that to my profile. Like, I have to go in and manipulate all this. Like, it's not manipulate in a bad way, but you know what I mean. Like,
right,
me describing how I did all of that to put it together is like back into the marketing, the things that people don't know, or they're not going to tell you, or that is what the marketing is, because now it's moving really fast. So I'm predicting, hopefully by December, we're hoping I'll be to 10,000 subscribers, and, you know, so I got that going, you know, finally.
Oh, yeah. No, and that's a great story to like, say, like, A, the persistence that you had to have to get it, but B, that's something that on the outside people would think, well, you got your, like you said, you have your name, so you're out there, it's all good, but no, there's those little things that a lot of us... Even when we're in this, like, content creation, no matter what form of it, you don't know. And you're wondering, like, why is he or she blowing up? And you're trying to be jealous. And
people will not tell you. I cannot emphasize on that enough.
Well, that's what I was going to – I was going to get to that. What's the one response you heard when you would ask someone a question about, like, something behind the scenes? what's like one or a couple of the response? Because I have one big that if I hear it now, it just irks the hell out of me. Like, what would people say to you?
If people getting verified, okay, here, let's just put this, this airs out. No, glad you asked that question. Is people getting verified on Instagram and on Twitter, okay? So I'm like, well, hey, how did you do your verification? Oh, I just applied. Or they'll be like, someone for me, but it was like years ago. Or I applied years ago, and I don't remember. I'm like, okay, so we don't know how it happens. We don't know how we can do it. We don't know what it takes. Like, we don't know anything here. But
right.
Verified on every platform. So you mean to tell me you don't know how this works at all?
Yep.
But you somehow just mysteriously got all your ducks in a row. That's strange. Because people who don't really care, don't really think about it, no, they don't. They really don't got it.
Exactly. No, and that's a great one.
I was actually really upset, but I was like, all right, whatever. I applied for the Twitter verification. I have a credibility of articles. Mm-hmm. I have them. It's asking for, and then it said, okay, cool, so now that you put that, which site actually has your Twitter on it? Well, my porn does, you know. Then, oh, sorry, nope, it's not gonna work. So then, I mean, I emailed them, okay, can you please just break this down for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it? And you just get this link that tells you to read it, and I don't care what anybody tells you, that this is not answering anything. It's very brief and in general. So it's okay. So then what am I supposed to do?
Right.
Do. And then they've got it. It's like almost like you're set up for failure. They got it on a time. Okay, now I gotta wait 30 days to try it again. 6 months to submit these articles you have 6 months that these articles would have had to have been within 6 months for it to count. So then if I don't get it, then you know what I mean? Your time goes by. Now you got to worry about doing this stuff all over again.
That's insane. That's crazy. Like, it's because I would get it, and I relate to you because you're asking a specific – you're not asking a broad question just like, how do I get big on Twitter? Like, something that's like broad. You're asking specific questions, and you're getting these, like, broad bullshit answers. And it would frustrate me because I would ask someone specific, whether it be about editing, like, you know, like a video or like a podcast, or how do you, you know, I want to, hey, like you said, to get this verification on Instagram or Twitter. And I would get like, oh, just played around with it. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah. You did you play around with it?
I'm like, I'm like, what the hell is that? It's like, I just figured it out. I go, you just stumbled and you figured it out.
You just fell into it. You weren't.
I had to tell somebody. I go, hey man, you're like the fifth person to say this to me in the past month. So this is not directly like just at you, but please don't ever say that to me again. Cause I'm gonna snap on you.
People are paying for it, mm-hmm. and I'm not. Those people were or what? I mean, I do know because I know. People are paying for things, and I'm just like, I kind of just want to know who you went to, or I want to know who the guy is, or which one did you use, because then if you got it and you actually use them, then I know, okay, this is going to work for me. That's the thing, though. Then people don't want to admit they did that, or they got a fake I know I've heard of these fake verifications or whatever, but I mean, that's the thing. Then people aren't going to tell you, and they either don't want to tell you because either they think you're going to get ahead of them somehow. It's going to take from their shine, or they paid for it and they're embarrassed. They want you to know their little secret or whatever it is. And it's just like, hey, I just kind of want to do it too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And you kind of brought it up, and I'm like, where does that come? Is that sometimes I try to be like, hey, I believe that there's enough, like you run your own race. And I think there's enough. In our country and throughout the world, there's enough for everyone to get something. You know what I mean? Like, and it's been lessons for me where, like, I never want to do that to someone who they're trying to get into podcasting or creating something. Like if I'm not saying I'm like so great, but like if people are new, I always want to make sure, hey, as long as they're like nice and respectful to me, I want to help them and root them on, because like it sucks when like. It's like, yo, man, I just want to collaborate, or I just want to, like, ask a question, and I'm not trying to, like, copy you or like take from you. I'm just trying to like learn and grow. And it's like, hey, there's not many of us out there who like have started and there's plenty of people who start stuff, but people who start and continue to go. And I'm sure in your, you know, adult industry or other places, you'll see a lot of them get into it, but who are lasting, it kind of drops off. And so it's like, yo, we should be like brothers or sisters in arms here, not like.
Yeah. And you know what? Yes. And I'm not going to say who it was, but I had lost my account as we spoke about, and I knew of a certain person that I've worked for. And I was like, well, you got your account back. So I messaged them and asked them, hey, who'd you go through or what'd you do? No response. No response.
Yep.
So I just don't understand it. I don't get it.
And that's where it's at. And I try to be
account back, just like how you wanted your account back and you years back, or you know, like I just wanted to know who you went through, because I know all the back end. And I think that's the thing. If I'm asking you the questions, it's usually because I do know a lot. And so I'm like, you probably went through somebody. You paid him a pretty penny. And so I just want to know who you used.
Right.
Like, okay. I know there are some people who got it back, like, legitimately. They said they bugged and bugged and bugged. So I'll be, you know, trying that out.
It's just, I don't know. I think it's a lesson. And I try to, when other people, I do a few podcasts, and when people do collaborate or take that time, and I've had people who say, like, oh, you don't have to thank me. And I go, yeah, I do. Because you don't owe anything to me. And you don't have to be generous with your time. And I greatly appreciate it. Because I don't want, like you said, like, I don't want to name other people, because, like, you move past it. But it's like, it's like, no, I know the other side. When people didn't give you a time of day, or people just, like, I had someone who, like, came on and then, like, gave attitude and was like, I don't want to help you. And I go, I'm like, man, you just could have just not come on. Like, you spend all this energy coming on to, like, say, I don't want to help you. I go, what a waste of time. So it's like, I let the people know, like, man, I greatly appreciate it, because no one has to help you. And when people are like, hey, like,
yeah, when they come through, like, you're thankful. I totally understand. Yeah. And I notes of the people who snuffed me and the people who have stuff. Look, I'm just being honest. A lot of people don't want to flat out say this stuff, you know?
No, but for I'm sure.
Literally taking notes of the people who snuffed me, or the people who didn't want to ask my question, or, you know, or whatever. The funny attitudes, or the, you know, the weird things like that. I just go, okay, all right, cool. I'll let you have that, and that's fine. But I'm taking notes, and you know, one day, if you do want to come around something or whatever, I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
No, I it's interesting, because my style is a little different, right? So when I do, I can't lie, because I take notes of the people who helped, because I'm like, man, I always want to remember that and carry that forward. And be grateful to them. But those I'll be real, it's in my personal life too. Because I try to be like, you know, like I said, go to therapy. So it's like, you try to forgive, and forgiving helps yourself. But when people come around, and it's been in the podcast biz, but it's also been in, like, in real life, and they, hey, how you doing, G-Rock, blah, 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 blah. And I'm kind of look at them, and, like, I don't want to be, like, tit for tat, but I can't move forward until, like, we're going to acknowledge what you did in the past, though. Like, we're not going to act like that never. Like, that's where I'm at. I give people credit who can just, like, so when people, I might even do it, like, a smart ass way, but I might be like,
so you done that.
It's like, hey, remember? Like, remember a couple years ago?
I remember that.
Oh my
God.
It was like, remember you said that I could always reach out to you whenever I needed something? They're like, yeah. I go, that was a good one. That was a good joke you did. That was funny.
That was good. I like that. Yeah. That kind of stuff happens to me. You know, people, they tell you a lot, and then when they got your business or things get going or whatever, then they don't actually really say most of the stuff they said they were going to do or offer you or help you with.
Yeah.
I count on that. I've I take notes on that too.
Yeah, and I like to let people know, like, it's like two things. It's like, A, I respect it. Say someone is just like you said, hey, I just, my manager did it, or I just paid somebody. It's like, I respect that. Like, you know, like, you don't, you're not trying to look like you're like the smartest one in the room all the time. It's like, hey, I just had some, like, it's like, okay, cool. Like, I appreciate that. Like, being real with me. And the second thing is also kind of like, I don't know. It's just like, and I guess from the field I work in, what I do for my day job, but also my own personal life too, it's like, there's a difference. Like, I think I know we all in society need help, right? Now, I'm not asking you to do it for me. I'm asking for help. I'm willing mm-hmm. to do it. Like, I'm not saying you sit here and do it, like, for me. Like, yeah. No. I'm asking just for a little guidance. But, yeah, I'm going to do it. And I tell people all the time, I go, that gets me motivated, and I hope I never lose that. When someone is looking for help, not for you just to do everything for them, but they're looking, they have questions, and, hey, like, that gets me excited, you know? Like, I want to, like, help. Like, okay, yeah. I'll meet you halfway. Like, now, there's a difference for, like, hey, I need help, and then they're just sitting there and, I thought you were going to do all this. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But it's like, yeah, I'm not asking you to do it for me. I'm just asking for, like, some little help.
Yeah, or an answer.
Right.
Just an answer. Yeah. You know? Like, I mean, just an answer or whatever. I even told one of my friends when I realized she wasn't registered on Pornhub. I was like, look, I'm trying to tag you right now. And that's when I figured it out. You got to get on there. I was like, nobody's going to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, but every month that goes by, every year that goes by, that like stuff gets left done. I was like, it really matters like later. And I was like, hey, I noticed you're not registered on there. And I was like, all you got to do is send them an email and your professional clips and you don't, you know, whatever. And then you're good. Like, keep getting on to them or whatever. And I was like, you'll be very glad that it, like, later down the road, you know. And she was like, right. I didn't know that. And I'm like, all the times these companies are posting you, like, and you're getting tagged because you're not set up to get tagged. It's not like it's really their fault, you know. And, you know, and I'm like, so if you get that squared away, then, you know, like, that's really going to be huge, like, marketing for the future, whatever.
Now, we've talked about, like, you know, I know we could go, you probably could do classes on both on the marketing, but I want to ask you now on the creative side, because you kind of referenced it earlier. And then since I do this podcast, even like friends of mine who are vanilla or, you know, just are just fans of this world, they've been asking me, they're like, oh man, I think I can do something. If me and my husband, me and my boyfriend, we record us having sex, we can do something. Even if it's like a little bit, like we can get a little bit of money or something. And you being in it, like for me, I kind of am like, it's not that simple. Like just recording yourself or you and your partner having, I mean, you can record, but like to get like a fan base and a following, it takes more.
Oh, like, yeah. That's a whole other can of worms. Because then you got to stop it. About it. Okay, cool. So you guys are going to, well, especially now more than ever, now you're going to be going up against people like me, you know. Mm-hmm. I have almost 90,000 fans on my OnlyFans now. So then it's like, and there's people running this stuff like so pace, like, you know what I mean? And so you might think that like, cool, look, we can do it. And then you start trying to do it. And then when you realize, who the hell are you going to sell this stuff to? Not to mention the people who want to hide their face. Like, okay, what? Give it. Why do I want to buy it from you? It might have worked in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Might have worked when OnlyFans started. There was a lot of stuff going on because it was new. And there's trends to everything that starts, and it's timing. You know, if you didn't get in at the right time, it's gonna be, you know, hard to do all that. But yeah, that's the raw itself that separates that person basically from me. Okay, so it's not about me looking better than anybody or anything like that. It's really not. It's about the business aspect of things. It's now who are you going to sell it to? Now how do you make that money? Now how are you going to market yourself? Now how are you going to get there? Now it's not just about creating the content and then, you know, selling it to somebody. I mean, that's only the beginning. Is that who are you going to sell it to?
Right.
So let's say they've got 800 followers on Instagram. They may not want to show it. Well, you really, I don't know if you don't want to let people know you're doing it, because who the hell are you going to sell it to? But like, yeah, you only have 800 followers. They're most likely a bunch of people you know that, I don't know, maybe you didn't want them to know or whatever you were doing it. You get onto Twitter, you've got no followers on Twitter. How going to market yourself? So then you come up with an idea, probably, oh, I better work with these people who are doing it, and that's how we do it. Okay, well, let's see how long it takes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. that's the thing.
Yeah,
I'm glad I did start when I did a long time ago.
Well, no, well, and I look at it like, especially, you know, women are getting being more and more fans in the porn. But a lot of times, you know, it still is a male-based audience. Men are very visual. So I look at it like, even like just me, or I talk to friends who are into the porn, and it's like, man, it's like, well, what, you know, what Jenna Star is wearing, like that outfit or that bathing suit to start. And, you know, then it's like some like this, some like that. It could be the scenario, who you're working with, or if you're doing a solo. Some people like the oil. Some people are like, you know, twerking. Some don't. Like, it's all those things that, like, you know, I'm sure if I lined up like 20 Jenna Star fans and it's like, what do you like about her videos? You probably can get different answers. And it's like,
yeah,
you get some similar, but it's like, even those things, those creative that I find fascinating just as like a content creator, it's like, how much does that go into like your thought process? Like when you're like, oh, wait, to start off a scene, like I'm going to wear this or that, like, or like, do I use oil? Like, do I not use oil? Like, how much is that even like, which is like the on-camera stuff. Like, does that thought process happen for you?
Yeah, that's a whole, that changes like the trend too. You know, when trend gets played out, then, you know, then there's got to be another trend. And I remember when people, okay, you sold a 30-second video for $60 to $100. Like, you can't do that anymore. Like, unless it's like a, you know, unless it's like your, or, you know, or special or whatever. Like, who's gonna want to buy your 30-second video for $100? So if you want to stay in the old mentality, then cool. But when you're, why, you know, you're only getting 3 sales, and you know what I mean. So that, like, come out, it was like people had to start learning to like do more time videos and then drop the price of their and stuff like that. And then I'm very like, am big on creating things that are very fresh. I don't like doing this thing, and this is like me, like if even if my fans kept doing the same thing over and over, I get bored.
That's the ADHD mind. Yep.
Yes. So in order to even keep me motivated to do it constantly, like, I mean, I've got to be doing something different. I can't do so stuff that sells typically for me, like really easy, or like ask class videos, or you know, or whatever. So then if I change my outfit and do another one, and I change my outfit and do another one, and I change my outfit and I do another one, they're all the same thing but different outfits. That's cool and all, but like that gets tiring and boring for me. It's like, okay, how can I make something like different or you know, like interesting and fresh, not only for my fans but for me too, to keep me motivated and wanting to keep doing this.
Right, that's where I'm at with it. I totally agree. It's weird because it's like, people say stick to what you know, what the fan, and it's like, it's weird because it's about, you want, fans are important, you need the fans, but then it's like, you need something to keep you going. So then you're trying to, at least for me and my thing, like with pot, like you're talking to different people or you're talking to different things, and it may be a little bit outside of it, but it keeps it fresh. It makes you, or you're thinking of different ideas or different ways to do it. Like, it's just, even if like people aren't asking for it, you're just it helps keep you going by trying to like recreate and create something different and special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just ordered like a which it sounds stupid, I haven't had one yet, but like a clear chair.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that yet, so it's like, okay, cool, I can do some things on a clear chair, you know. And then I have, now that, see, this is another thing, is why I wanted to stay home this whole month and get more settled and catch up on a bunch of, you know, like solo stuff like I've wanted to do. So yeah, I got my clear chair. That's a fresh idea, you know. The fuck machine, I've only done one video with it, and I went out and I created this whole thing for it. I had a custom plastic piece made to set it on. I went and got one of those worker mats,
mm-hmm.
that are good for your feet. Well, that's for my knees. So then I got that. I can make a bunch of things with that, or make some role play, or, you know, like mixing all the things, coming up with different ideas. Like, I finally got a video in the shower where the dildo is stuck to the shower. Like, it worked for the first time after all these years of trying to do it. Randomly, I'll be like, okay, let's try again. So you're probably going to have to...
Would it slide off, kind of? Like, that's...
Yes, it slides around, and it's hard to get it, like, the right... So I feel like there's a number of factors involved, you know? So mm-hmm. people would give me these, oh, yeah, well, you could do this idea, you could do that idea. And I'm like, okay, if you knew what that looked like when I tried...
Yeah.
It ain't working, okay? And they'll be like, well, there's so many things you could do. And I'm like, well, I mean... Cool. Took me forever to figure out the custom piece, plastic piece for my fuck machine. It kept moving all over the floor, so then it wasn't working for months. I couldn't figure out how to do it. So that was a whole thing, you know? So yeah. And then alone, coming up with the ideas for what to do that's fresh or different, because my fans don't want to see me having sex with the same person. They really don't want to see me having sex with a bunch of male porn stars. Like, I gotta come up with all these new ideas of things, you know, that they like. They see, like, they want to be able to envision being in that, you know, reality. So,
oh, so they want like an average Joe.
They actually ask for, do you non? So I'm doing like a little shift right now. I'm coming up with a whole new plan and like regrouping on, you know, who I'm gonna work with and how I'm gonna do things. So, you know, I'm working on that. I feel like I need an assistant first, but
yeah.
So start at the one plan, you know, with the assistant, and then I'll move out from there. But yeah. So yeah, they want more realistic. They don't really care much about the whole professional, you know, setup looking thing. If you want that, you can go find my videos on, you know, on Brazzers or, you know, Naughty America. Or from milk.com, you know, and you know, they can find that there. So really, they come to my OnlyFans to get the personalized experience of being able to put themselves, like, oh my god, it could be like me, you know. Yeah,
no, I think that's something I've always been that way, and I think there's a audience bigger than even people think that it can't be like so grainy or so bad where it's like, wait, who can I see? Jenna? I can't. Is that her? Like, yeah. You can't be like that. But like, people like the behind the scenes kind of feeling, like, oh, it's like this down to earth grassroots kind of a thing too.
Well, I think it's that they want it to be like where any guy, it's not really the quality that I'm referring to. It's that not, they don't want a professional setup. Okay.
That's right.
And the quality, take the quality of like how it looks out. It's that they want to believe that it was, you know, like, oh, I met this guy on the elevator, and next thing you know, we fucked, like that.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So more realistic, like, situations, and that helps them put it, you know, them into it. Like, okay.
So now, even if the guy, even if the guy is like a pro porn star, but if the situation is real, like, fans want that, or do they want the guy to look like an average Joe guy too?
Probably both. Like, they want it to be an average Joe. Like, they want it to be like realistic, really.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, so basically, I need more of a hoe, really. I just need to get out there more. I'm working on it.
I didn't think about it that way, but that's funny.
Yeah. No. But there, no. Within that, yeah, that's the whole thing with it. If I've tried to do it, it gets a little complicated. So it's like, I feel like if I try times, at least one of them is going to work. So every time I'm going to have to try 10 times in order to get one good video like that naturally. So
let me ask this question. It connects to the content and maybe, sorry, you can throw out a bunch of ideas or take your time with it. But I always am fascinated by like talking to creative people like yourself. Like, what are some of the things like art, you know, because you're an artist, like what are some of those other artistic influences that like you kind of go back to? And it can be in the same field, but it could be music, movies, painting, drawing, whatever the case. Like, what kind of inspires you like when it comes to like creating? Or who? What or who?
Okay, let me think about what aspect of it. I would say what really inspires me is, it's really simple, is just watching people I know like grow and the consistency. But as far as like the way of the looks of things, So I'll a few people and then just try to watch like, okay, what kind of stuff, or you know, try to put my own spin on it. It doesn't look like, oh my god, I'm doing the same exact thing, or I don't know. It's just, I'm trying to get through all the typical things that people have done, because I haven't done like this month has been all these costumes that I've never really been able to do. So people have done that for years in a row. So I guess I've seen people doing it. So then I'm like, all right, now I got it together to where I can do it. I can pay to get my makeup done. She can come over. I have the money to buy all these costumes. So I go at my own pace a lot.
Okay. Now, is there other, like, I don't know if you're a fan of music or movies. Is there other, like, I'll give, like, an example, right? Like, recently, like, I'll say, like, this year, and cause I do, like, podcasting, broadcasting, but, like, Kurt Cobain and Nirvana has been, like, interesting to me. And, like, some of the, what, like, they did, I've used in my approach to doing this. And I wasn't really like ever the biggest fans of them. Like, I knew them growing up. I knew what happened. I remember when Kurt Cobain, you know, died and all that stuff. But it's like, I don't know, this past year watching a documentary and then starting to deep dive and then watching like, oh, like this, like how they went back to making it real simplistic with their music and keeping it to the bare bones and what they were talking about and different things. And that, in a weird way, Jenna, that kind of like helped me with this. Like, so that's what I kind of wonder, like, is there something even like outside of like another person where you're like, oh, like I like what they do and that kind of inspires me too?
To be honest with you, not too much. I don't have specific people in mind, just to be 100% honest.
No, with that's well, yeah.
I really don't. I do try to think just whatever I can think of, or maybe I've seen, I don't know, just there's a lot of memory in there. But yeah, I don't have anyone. And it, I guess it depends on part of it too, like the reels. I love doing the reels. And I had really cool ones on my account I lost that I'll probably try to like repost. They're like music videos, but I came up with that idea on my own.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
I just picked a song and I visualized dancing to it or like slow-mo or whatever. And then I put the video together and then I'm like, okay, cool. Awesome. And then TikTok would be, you're just following the trends of like what, like typically what everybody else is doing. So kind of already set in stone. You just need to be consistent. What? That's what you're talking for? No, not right now. Sorry.
It's okay.
I have to cut that out.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'm very clear about what I was doing. Don't do my door. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm trying to answer your question. I swear to God.
No, it's cool. I because some people, it is like our natural create. And okay.
I got, you know what the best response is to that is my own constructive criticism. I'm trying to do that now. I'm trying to look and, you know, like for instance, like if I get on porn, watch what other people are doing or how they're doing things. So pretty much a lot of the things I've been doing is just like in the feelings in my head or my like creativity of like when I've gone and done my scenes, I didn't watch porn before. I probably saw like 2 videos in my whole life.
Really?
I had no idea like what I was gonna do. Just, I know. Okay. So now I'm at that point to where I'm comfortable and I need to sharpen my skills. So now I'm starting to get to that point to where I'm like, okay, we start really paying attention to what, like other things that are going on, you know, whatever. So I've been just now starting to get comfortable in watching things and looking through Twitter because I didn't look through my feed for probably a year.
Okay.
Like what other people are doing.
But did that, do you think that kind of helped you? Like, do you think if you had watched like a bunch of videos when you started, would that have helped you or hurt you, you think, in the beginning?
I feel like I would have just been in my head too much. And I didn't want to be like somebody else. And I didn't want to do things that like, I didn't want to sound, I wanted to be me. Really, really be me.
Right.
And I felt like if through and I started watching a bunch of stuff, I was either going to do what someone else was going to do, and it wasn't going to be like, it was going to be like, oh, you sound just like so-and-so, or you move just like so-and-so, or you're doing exactly the thing that so-and-so does. That's why I didn't do it. That was one of the reasons. Plus, I didn't watch my own stuff, which I've never watched any of my videos, because mm-hmm. I would over-criticize myself. When I do, I know when I did something, when something's not right, in the moment.
Yeah, I know that. I know exactly what you mean. Yep.
So I'm starting to do that now where I'm like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to go look. We're going to start around and see what other people are doing and add it into my own thing that I've already started to do. And it's really about enhancing like the skill of something. Okay. City fucking, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like I think the last time some struggling with it, you know, and then there's this this 90s, it's 80s and 90s Twitter account like porn that I follow, and it's really
I've cool. seen you I've seen you comment on it like probably yes, earlier this
so
week.
I retweeted
yep
the titty fuck and I was like yep. Boom, look how much easier it is with him over the top of her, you know. And then I just saw that one little clip was like, oh my god, that's what I'm gonna try next time instead up and over, like, you know,
like, well, right, no,
you know, you know,
so you answered, yeah, so like I'm in a way it's different but it's similar where like, yeah, it's like almost like the old school kind of helps the new school in a way, like, and it's like a different thing, like, yeah, the mind, I guess ADHD, our minds, you know. But it's like I know exactly, and you kind of helped me with like, because I felt bad, I mean, I don't think I explained it. I felt weird saying the Cobain thing, but it was like that. It was like it, that click of like hearing him and people talk about like he just stayed true to himself and was himself on camera and himself in front of the mic. And that, because, you know, sometimes like I'm not a professional broadcaster. And so I'm always like, I know I don't have to do like, hi, I'm D-Rock from, but sometimes it's still, you know what I mean? Yeah, but sometimes yeah. It's still like, well, is that what works though? Is that what, like,
see,
should I?
Yes. And I've been that too, like, cause then I see like someone come out, like they put on a whole other, they're like, hey, so-and-so, like, yeah, you know, and right. Then I have to do that. You know, I want to be me, like, yeah, you know, you like the way I touch you. Like, it's my voice and it's the way I would have probably said it to the guy in the moment, you know, it's more realistic than like, oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Right. Right. Because I like, cause I like when I watch like my porn or kink, fet, whatever. It's like, I want to feel real. You know, it's not like it's a scene, but like, it's like, yeah, that voice is like, it's like, oh my God. Like, it's like, put it on mute.
Exactly. I didn't want to do that. So I felt like I went and watched it and I got that all in my head. This is what we were supposed to do. This is how it's work. Maybe they're everyone's doing it because that's what they want. Then I feel like I would have just walked in and I would have just not been mean. I would have been a completely different person.
Exactly.
You know? And so I've stuck to that. Like, you know, I'm more like passionate. It's like slower. It's not like real fast. Like, yeah. You know, it's just like, touch my pussy like that. You know, I love that. It's more of like, that's how I would be in the moment, you know? So let's just stick with it. You know what? Like, let's see where it goes, you know?
No, exactly. I totally get it. And yeah, like, no, you answered that like right on. Like, I feel it like, and I think that's what I meant earlier too, where like people like that. I believe the audience is smarter than what people think. Like people give credit to, where it's like some may be like, oh, did Jenna really meet him in the elevator? Like, I'm not saying that. Maybe some people don't do that for sure.
Yeah. Well, I've totally had these encounters, and that's the thing. I need to reenact and go do these encounters where, yeah, I really did meet a guy, and the next thing you know, we were just so attracted to each other or whatever. I was just horny, so then we ended up like, you know, fucking or whatever. So that's what I'm on, you know, working on. So.
Right. No, I think that's awesome. I think that's so cool, and I can't let you go before I just got to ask. It's, you know, we're doing this episode. It's October 2022. So what was it like being the Playmate of the Month for Playboy magazine?
Really released the magazine. Was it today? Hold on. Let me see. Let me check real quick. I think it was today. Yep. The link at 6:38 a.m.
Wow. Finally.
It's actually really like, it's pretty cool, and I would
say
why it's so cool to me is because when I was a little girl, I think my older sister got a Playboy. She's like 5 years older than me. She had a Playboy tattoo, and I remember it was like the thing, you know, like everybody was into it. And as a little girl, I was like, I think it's just that fantasy and that idea of it, and I always like been like, man, I would want to be on a cover of a magazine one day. I remember flipping through them, but I just never thought that I was that girl, you know. And so actually doing it, and I think the cool part isn't how I feel about it in the moment, it's thinking back about the fact that where I've come, what I thought as a little girl, and how I thought literally manifested it, because I had like literally I went and I put on an outfit, and I had bought it, and I was like, and I never posted in this outfit, and it was a Playboy outfit, and I thought, man, you know what, like, maybe I really could do this, you know?
Right.
And then when it actually like unfolded or whatever, I was like, okay, cool. So I feel like it's really thinking back that makes it more exciting to me, is like how I thought about it when I was a little girl. It was like the thing ever, and then my sister was so into it, you know. So you know, deep down, she's like, oh my God, that's so cool, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, first, congratulations.
Thank you.
And then, secondly, like, no, Playboy, that's iconic. Like, you know, that's a household name, and so like, and you look at the people in the past who have been Playmate of the month, like a Playmate, you know, featured Playmate for Playboy, like. That's some pretty big names. So like, that's really awesome. And I'm totally with you. Like the, sometimes I feel bad. Cause like when I meet people and I'm like, I tell myself like when like a friend gets a new house, I don't really give a shit about the house per se, if that makes sense. Like, so people hear me out. I'm happy for the house, but I don't really care what kind of cabinets they have or what the flooring is. Like, it's like whatever makes you happy. I care about, like, hey, these are my friends. I know how hard they worked to save up to buy this house. And, like, yeah. I want to talk to them about, like, the journey, and I'm so proud of you. But, like, people will ask me, what does it look like? And, I just saw it. But I forget because I didn't really care. Like, that was cool. But it's, like, do whatever you want to do. It's your house. It's, like, I'm just so happy for you because I know how hard you worked to get here. And so I totally get it where it's, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, it's awesome, like, you know, to being featured. But, like, hearing your story and hearing how hard you work is, like, that's for me, like, the real, like, gold stuff. So I totally get it. Like, having that look back of appreciating of where you started and how far you've come and, knock on wood, hopefully how far you're going to go. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm super excited about it, and I'm hoping to do, like, the cover next year sometime.
Absolutely.
That would be cool. I really just start when I see some magazines in the store, I just take note and I'm like, all right, I think I might want to do that one. I might want to do that one. Because once you I've learned several years ago, once you start accomplishing, like, goals, then you realize, like, wow, I really can do these things.
Yeah.
And that's even for people who are, like, out there feeling, like, discouraged or unmotivated, or they feel like they're trying and they're not getting anywhere. It's like, I have had so many setbacks, so many things working against me. And I had posted this on the photo. I had an epiphany, like a whole thought that there's so many things I don't have, or like resources, and realize because a woman like me was never meant to succeed by statistic. And that was really, like, it all just, like, that in, like, my whole life just almost flashed before my eyes. Like, you were meant to happen. Oh, you know, you came from a rough background. You had a rough childhood. Oh, you know, you're a single mom. I was a teenage parent of two. Like, everything working against me. Hungry, broke, starving. And you know what I mean? And then mm-hmm. I managed to figure out how to get it going and not quitting, because it's really just, that's just it right there. So that's really, I feel like, you know, all just sums it up, like how I about it is, like, damn, you know, I didn't quit, and then it is me now to go further. So I'm super excited to see where I'm going to be at next year, you know, especially if I've done so all this within 8 months. Like, wow, I'm so excited for what's going to come, you know.
Absolutely. And I guess for me, like, my final question, because I appreciate the time you've given, but it's something that I think about and try. You know, we'll never be perfect with it, but from whether it's me in my day-to-day life, me when it comes to creating content, or me in my job where it's working with people and trying to help people, it's trying to have that balance, whether it's a positive thing or a negative thing, of like what you just said, like, and you talked about it throughout this whole conversation. You remembered what you had been through. You remembered what you had accomplished, and that helped you create or keep going. And, you know, you use that as motivation. Like, I can do this. Whereas sometimes people may stay stuck in their accomplishment and then lose that drive to go forward, or for something that a traumatic event or something that bad has happened, people stay stuck there. Yes. And don't kind of look at it as like, yes, I went through that, but hey, like, I survived that. That means that I can keep going. And I know things are different and people need help and support systems, so I'm not taking that out at yeah. all. Trust me.
I understand what you're saying 100%. Like, I mean, sometimes we just can't, you know, and emotionally yeah. we can't, or we went through something traumatizing and we can't, but it's just getting up and every day believing that you have a purpose. Pick yourself up, you know, by your bootstraps, even if it's reaching out for someone to help you.
Right.
Because that's the thing. Sometimes that's even hard to do, is just ask someone to help you, you know, get through something or whatever. I just need you to motivate me. I need something, you know, to get me going, because I know I'm being stagnant right now, and that's, I'm going to regret it later, you know? So, absolutely. Yeah, I totally get it.
No, and that's why I loved what you had said, because it's remembering the journey, but it's remembering it for the appreciation and helping you to keep moving forward. And I try to do my best to remember that. And 'cause people ask me, like, how come you remember it? How come you have such a good memory? It's because for the good and the bad, I don't want to forget. I don't want to forget where I've come from and act like, oh, look down on somebody if I do, quote unquote,
Absolutely.
make it. It's like, no, I'm not better than anybody. No one's better than
Exactly.
me, but I ain't better than anybody. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like using that to be like, okay, like don't forget where you come from, keep it in perspective. But also, like you said, I feel like society, we're so go, 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 next, next, next. It's like, hey, taking a step back to being like, I'm proud of myself, for accomplishing this.
And that is like I don't do that enough, and it's like every once in a while, I'm like it's because I feel like it's weird. I feel guilty like I'm gloating or something. Like
Yeah, I know that feeling.
I try not to really say anything, because I'm just kind of like nothing's promised. Tomorrow isn't promised. I really don't. I'm that great, Like it's just kind of like I'd rather just keep humbly like moving forward, than anything else, just I'm do the best that I can do every day. Every day, I take it one day at a time. What can I do today, to make
Absolutely.
my future?
Absolutely. Well, I hope, I know it just, which is cool to that I talked to you on the day of that you got the email or text that the playmate for Playboy of October 2022, like you got that news and it's finally up. But I hope you do, in however way, when you're at home, like celebrate yourself. And I know on this podcast, we're going to celebrate you because that's such a huge accomplishment. And, that's so awesome. And hearing your story, I know it's talking to you has inspired me. And I'm sure people listening will be inspired. So, Jenna, just keep doing what you're doing. And thank you so much.
I really, really appreciate that. I do a lot. Thank you.
Absolutely. And, before we sign off, I guess, is there anything coming up? I know you have a, you're staying home, but you're still going to have a busy month. But anything you want people to know what to be on the lookout for? Or... And if
Well,
not, that's cool too.
yeah, I got the like just today. Those were like big ones that I was like, working on or whatever. So yeah, I don't know. It'll just come when it comes. Right now, I'm just in, regroup mode. So.
No, absolutely. So you can Jenna's with Brazzers. You can find her on OnlyFans, Jenna Star. You can find her on TikTok at Jenna the Star, Twitter Jenna the Star, Instagram Miss Jenna Star. So you can find that she's with Fansly.com. So many different places. So just continue to on Pornhub, continue to look for Jenna Star because she, no pun intended, she is a rising star and just continuing to do great things. So,